Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's 14 minutes past eight. Now, Lib Dem councillors in Cambridge are calling on the City Council to promote the designation of happy to chat benches in the city's parks and open spaces. It's in response to a national initiative to tackle isolation and loneliness. Councillor Chesney Payne is the Lib Dem spokesperson for communities. She is on the line now. Good morning, Councillor Payne.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
And now, this is based, I think, on an idea that has been running in other parts of the country. How does it all work?
Yeah, so it's actually an idea that started in Cardiff. So a lady called Alison Owen-Jones apparently spotted one day a gentleman sitting on a bench, quite an elderly gentleman, and he was just sitting in the middle of a busy city centre park, but completely on his own. And she watched him sitting there for 40 minutes, you know, watching the world go by. And actually no one stopped to talk to him, even though he was very clearly on his own. And so Alison Owen-Jones had the great idea of just popping little signs onto the benches with the slogan on happy to chat. And so she began rolling out in Cardiff as just an indicator, really, that if someone is sitting on that bench, it means they're looking for someone to talk to, they're happy to have a conversation with someone. And I think it's a great idea just to encourage people to sit down, take care of one another, have a chat with people who clearly are lonely and could do with some other people around.
So there's a lot about community cohesiveness, I guess, and bringing the community together and matching up people almost who just want a conversation with somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people are really keen to meet other people, to talk to people who are clearly lonely and feeling isolated. But you sort of need to know how to do that and how to go about it. Mm. And the signs mean that communities can then make a decision about where they know perhaps pockets of lots of elderly or isolated people live, who they might want to make a bit more of an effort to try and support. So I think it gives people a really good way to see how they can make a difference and how they can help people as well.
Does it then need a special person, if you like, to go along and strike up that conversation? Because, you know, I can imagine, you know, being sitting on a bench and somebody who's a stranger coming up to me and, frankly, you want them to go away.
Yeah, I think they're really weird. And I think that's why having the signs is a great idea, because you're right, no one who's just sitting having a quiet moment wants to have lots of people coming to talk to them. But the point of having the signs on the benches is that then if you're sitting there, you know, you're showing to people that you'd like someone to come and chat to you. So it just kind of directs it. And I think so people don't feel uncomfortable making that first step to go and talk to someone as well. If you're sitting on a bench that is a happy to chat bench, then you've are fairly sure that person's going to welcome a conversation with you.
I love it. I just think it's such a lovely, brilliant idea. It's so simple and so effective, and all the best ideas, they sort of tend to be, don't they? So is this is actually being rolled out in Cambridge, or is it still in the planning at the moment?
So it's something that a couple of charities have picked up. Uh-huh. So the Care Network, for example, have been promoting these signs around the city. But there currently isn't really much of a joined-up approach.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I'd kind of like the council to develop this is that so we can then talk to people in our communities about where they might need to give support to. And also, just, I think there is a risk that if every bench suddenly has a happy to chat sign on, it kind of weakens the effect, doesn't it? So I
true
think
too.
It needs to be organised and coordinated.
Yeah, I think I might have to set up a rival campaign for a leave me alone bench, really.
Julian, just
to
because
there's a special
morning
sign for you.
Yeah, I think that's definitely what's required. So the benches which are already around Cambridge, where are they?
I don't think there's many at all, actually.
Right.
The charities have been offering these signs out. But also, yeah, we have no way of monitoring what the uptake is, really, which is another good reason to bring it into the council, to make sure they're just fairly distributed around the city.
Is there a cost attached to this? Because I know I think you're putting this forward as part of the city council budget, which, from memory, that goes in tomorrow, I think, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right. So the council's budget setting meeting is tomorrow evening. So there is a cost assigned to it to produce the signs. It's an absolutely tiny cost. I think this is the smallest budget bid we have. but what I'd quite like to see is the signs to be sort of nice, sustainably made, you know, wooden signs that are attractive as well, not just sort of bits of card or laminated paper slapping around that get wet and soggy.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Do you think it's likely to be accepted? Obviously, you have to convince the Labour councillors alongside you to suspend hostilities for a short while.
And and accept something. I'm happy to chat bench very much in the spirit of working cross party.
You could put one at the Guildhall, couldn't you, really, whilst you're having a conversation? It'd be a good idea. Okay, well, we'll see how it goes. We'll follow that tomorrow to see what the decision is. But, Councillor Cheney Payne, good to speak to you this morning. Good to talk.
Thank you. Nice to chat to you.
Thank you.
Takes us to 8:20 now. Cambridge 105 Radio.